I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doctor. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Lynda.com. Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. And as you can see, we're doing our Christmas show today. Hat. And this time it's a real hat, not a virtual one. Yes. It even has a little ball that bonks me in the head. I don't see how Santa puts up with it. But anyway, it's annoying. It just keeps hitting me in the head. Anyway, also you'll notice the new microphone. We have this amazing setup here. I'll show you. Hold on just a moment. Look at that. How cool is that? Yes. Now, of course, I spent a lot of time getting it just right, and now I've all moved it all around just to show you. But that's just part of the excitement of the show, right? You say, yes, but Dr. Bill, you've got this arm coming right through the screen. Give me time. I'm still working out the kinks, you know what I mean? Anyway, it's cool. It's awesome in so many ways. I'll show you something else. Actually, if I do that, I'll mess things up. I'll do that another time. And that is, of course, that we have a Phantom Power, Behringer Phantom Power unit to power the condenser microphone. This is an MXL990 condenser microphone. This microphone, this is nostalgic for me. This microphone is one of the microphones I used back on the Netcast many, many years ago. Back as far back probably as 2005 or so. So I've had it a very long time. And down here in the floor, it's always down on the floor. Why is it always down on the floor? Because I don't have a big enough table, that's why. Anyway, there's even a case that it fits in that has like form-fitting, you know, stuff to put it in so that it's protected because it's very, very expensive. Well, oh, that was good. Don't you love that? My camera went all over the place. Hold on. Hold that thought. See, I knew that my wires would get me in trouble. Okay. You say, you know, Dr. Bill, you could just stop and fix it without having to do all this on the air. Yes, but where would be the fun of that? Besides, you know that I record this. We're not exactly live, but I like to make it live as though it were live. What I did is when I put the box back down, I hit a cord, and the cord pulled a cable, and the cable pulled the camera around. You gotta love it! Where else would it happen except the Dr. Bill Show, right? Yes. Okay. What was I saying? Do you remember what I was saying? Fred, my dear imaginary friend Fred, who keeps us straight on so many other things. What was I saying? Ah, yes, that's it. I was talking about the microphone. Back in the day, this microphone, now it was expensive for me, okay? Particularly in 2005. It was $122 for a microphone. I mean, okay, I keep moving it around. It's a nice microphone, and it's got this shock mount and all of that, and that's all cool. But I mean, it's a microphone, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't cost so much money. But that's what you get for the official FM DJ voice to sound so cool and smooth, right? Okay, anyway. Point is, this is the very microphone that I used back years ago when I did an audio-only podcast before it became a video netcast. See? Okay. All right, so the problem with it was... See, I'm getting there, slowly. The problem with it was is that I didn't have enough power to push the audio to the camera. And so I thought to myself, I said, you know, if you had a phantom power source, which I didn't want to break out a whole big audio board. You know, I've got an audio board that I could run the phantom power from. But dude, you don't want to set up a big, huge audio board here in a little bitty studio. I mean, you just got a little bit of a taste of what my studio looks like from when the camera swung around. It's just a little bitty place, you know? It's kind of claustrophobic. Fortunately, I'm not claustrophobic, so it works out. But at any rate. So, not enough room for a big soundboard. So I said to myself, well, you know, there's bound to be some phantom power supplies out there somewhere for microphones. Just one microphone, one phantom power supply. And there is. And it's called the Behringer Ultra Compact Phantom Supply thing. And it's got a number too, but I can't read it because it's behind the laptop from where I sit. Boy, I've really prepared this in advance, haven't I? Anyway, the point is, Fred will put it on the screen for you, okay? Thank you, Fred. Okay, so here's the thing. This now is connected to the Rode, R-O-D-E, Rode, studio arm. Now, I hate to say this, for those of you that are wanting to know how to get into podcasting and netcasting, this arm, which is really heavy metal and moves exactly where you put it and stays there and is all of that stuff, the arm cost almost, not quite, but almost as much as the microphone. I know, it's just silly. But when you're going for quality, you have to shell out a few bucks. Okay. So I got the arm, I got the mic, I got the really heavy, cool, super reinforced, mono-priced cable. Mono-price brand cable for the microphone. And another little trick, which I'm going to have to move the mic again to show you, so bear with me. You can't see it from that angle. Let me do this. Hold on. You see that right there? Yeah, that works. That is a pop filter. Now let's see if I can get it back in here without generally making a mess of things. There we go. Okay. I'm going to be very curious to see what this sounds like with me moving the mic around all over the place, because it's probably going to be going pop, crack, boom, blah, but making bunches of noise, which was the whole point, was not to make a bunch of noise. But what are you going to do when you're me? You know, I'm just one of those off-the-cuff dudes, right? Anyway. So, no, but the pop guard keeps the pop sound from popping through the mic and making noises that you don't want it to make. See, I've even got my little doohickey off here now. Let's move the doohickey. I'm sure that's making tons of noise. Okay. So the next netcast will be more professional. This one has a Santa Claus hat and a microphone that I'm still adjusting. So, there you go. Anyway, boy, we've gone this far into the netcast and haven't told you yet that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. And surprisingly, they have not tossed me out on my head yet, which is a good thing, particularly when I keep doing silly things. Fortunately, they have room in their ranks for silliness. And you know, of course, I'll get serious now, you know, of course, that it is my quest to push silliness to the universe. Yes. So we're doing a good job of that this year. Okay, so the Santa Claus hat. That's another cool story. I'm telling all these cool stories. And you don't care about any of them, but that's okay. The Santa Claus hat was a situation where, you see, the problem with my head is that it's large. It's very, very large. Yes, Fred. He couldn't let that one pass by, could he? No. Okay, so it's large, physically large, right? So the problem is, every Santa Claus hat I've ever tried on, it was like it was made for an elf. You know what I mean? It wouldn't fit at all. And it restricted my head, made me sweat, and generally cut off blood to my brain. Which, I'm not in a situation that I can have that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I needed a nice, comfortable, loose hat. And so I went online. Of course I did. I went online and I found a Santa Claus hat for $12. But it's the most highest quality Santa Claus hat you'll ever see. This is not that fake, you know, felt fur. This is real fur. Well, it's not real fur. It's not like an animal had to give up its life to make the fur. No, it's genuine cotton poof. See, that's where I need the pop filters to say poof. You'll wonder why I do these things. Also, I've been reddening my cheeks up by poking them. So I look more Santa Claus-ish. I know I don't need much help, right? Anyway, and I wore a red shirt. Well, it's not exactly a red shirt. It's a burgundy shirt, but it's as close as I've got. So there you go. And I don't have any red suspenders. I had to use the gray ones. Yeah, I know you don't care about any of this, but it's okay. I do. I set all this up. I planned. I thought. Yes, Fred. Occasionally I do. Okay. Anyway, and I brought a Diet Pepsi with me, which I dropped on the floor a while ago. Pretend you didn't see that. And it still is not spewing everywhere. If it did, I would just leave it in the show. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Anyway, we do actually have tech news this week. I'm just going to wear the hat to do the tech news. Because why not? You know? I mean, it is December 21st as I record this. It's just too close to Christmas not to wear a Santa Claus hat and do the tech news. Besides, many years ago, on my YouTube channel, which, by the way, subscribe if you haven't. Come on, what's up with that? Why aren't you subscribing to my YouTube channel? Ah! I'm the computer curmudgeon, so occasionally I have to go, ah! Anyway, so you should subscribe and you should do likes. Hit the like button. It's a little button here with the thumbs up. Hit the like button. You know why, right? For those of you that don't know why, I'll explain it to you. What you got to do is you got to subscribe to the channel. You got to like the videos so that more humans across the universe will tune in to the Dr. Bill Show and see the silliness. Because everybody needs silliness in their lives. Indeed. So help me out. Anyway. Tech news. That's where we were headed. The blog this week, which, by the way, is drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. You can go there and you can read it for yourself. Or you can just tune into the show and I'll read it to you. Well, I'll read the whole thing to you. That would be boring, sitting there going, read, 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 read. I mean, come on. I got to put a little life into it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway. Oh, and by the way, I was talking about the microphone and all of the cool stuff. The reason I'm doing all this is to up the quality of the audio. You know that I had a show here a couple weeks ago that the audio went completely south because the battery in my little cheapy mic I was using died. And it was dying. And I didn't know it. And the audio was terrible. And I didn't want to do the whole show over again. So I had to then... I had took the audio and I pulled it out of the video and I put it into Audacity and I kept playing with it and trying to tweak it. And it was better, but it wasn't great. And finally I said, enough of this. I'm going to use a real microphone and a real cable and a real Phantom power supply and go directly into the camera and it's going to be awesome. And it is. Plus, the benefit of that is that the audio from the video, which is our podcast audio show, is now back to being better. Good. See, it used to be awesome because I was using this mic. But I couldn't use this mic with the video, so it no longer sounded awesome. But I had the video, so it was like a trade-off. Now, I have the best of all worlds. Yes. Okay, the tech news. Tech news this week from DrBill.TV. Vulnerability in Office 365 allows hackers to steal your credentials. Of course you know this Santa Claus hat still gets hot. You know, I think that's why they make these for when you're in the snow, is to keep your head warm. That's real revelation, isn't it? Anyway, but it works. So, you know that Microsoft is sorry, right? Of course you do. You watch this show, you know it's sorry. And they're evil. And they're the evil empire, and they're out to take over the world. But beyond all that, their Slack and their mother dresses them funny. Yes. So Microsoft Office 365, you know that's the thing up in the cloud that you can use Outlook for your mail through Outlook.com, which used to be Hotmail, which is really not very good for secure email. But anyway, you can use that if you are desperate. And it's out there in the cloud. And so is the Office 365 Word and Excel and PowerPoint-like things. And so Office 365, and I'll tell you a little secret here. I probably shouldn't say this, but I do actually have an Office 365 account. I know. It's terrible. So anyway, you know, you gotta have these things in order to test them and try them, right? So I do. But at any rate, if I used it for my real email, I'd really be concerned, but I don't, so I am not concerned, because I don't ever get anything there. It's just for testing. But anyway, if I was, I'd be concerned, because it says, here in an article by ZDNet, anyone hosting a Word document on their web server can steal Microsoft Office 365 credentials due to a bug on how the cloud service attempts to authenticate users. So basically, it's like this. If you have an Office 365 account, you post your file out on your website, and you did it through Office 365, which there are people doing that. Don't know why, but they are. Then somebody could hit that posted Word document, look at the metadata, and pull out your credentials for Office 365. Oh yeah, way to go, Microsoft. Bunch of idiots. Oh well. Anyway. So next item. This is a fun one. You need to go see this. Of course you know, if you're not aware, last year's big YouTube video was Psy from South Korea, who had a very odd video. It's got to be an odd video to make it on YouTube. Thus me in the hat, right? Anyway, so Psy was the big dog last year with millions of views. Well, this year, the big winner is What Does the Fox Say by Yelvis. Yelvis, yes. Because why not? Y-L-V-I-S. Well, anyway, as I say here in the blog, this year's big YouTube hit was What Does the Fox Say by Yelvis. So, if you get a bunch of Linux folks together, they'll have to make a parody of it. So they did. They made a parody highlighting SUSE Linux's mascot, the Chameleon. You've probably seen the chameleon. I've got it up here on the screen here for SUSE Linux. You got to think German when you say it, SUSE. I don't know why your voice has to get deep when you do German. Jawohl. You know, you have to do it that way. So it's a German distribution of Linux, and it's called SUSE. So anyway, what does the chameleon say is their mascot doing the video? And they do it very well. It's pretty much a straight parody of, you know, straight parody of an odd video is an odd video. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of cool. And you know the point in the what does the fox say when the fox is supposed to be talking to the horse and they say how does he talk because foxes don't say anything kind of thing, right? Well, with the chameleon, that's how does a chameleon talk to a penguin? Because it's Linux. Get it? So it's a fun video. I've got a link to it here in the blog, of course, and I have it embedded on the blog so you can just push the little red button and watch it. It's awesome. It sticks in your brain. Yes. But then so did what does the fox say? So what are you going to do? Next item. Picard sings Let It Snow. Well, actually, he says make it so, but you get the idea. Anyway, some bored out of their mind geek watched enough Star Trek The Next Generation episodes to pick every word out of the episode where he could make Picard sing Let It Snow. The dude was bored, I'm telling you. Man! Now, my son, the Game Master, of course, pointed out to me, in his usual way, it's kind of like my wife and I were talking about this morning. Sometimes I think he's more of the computer curmudgeon than I am. I'm generally upbeat. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of, So he said, You do realize that Picard video is based on the President Obama sings every kind of song you can imagine videos? And I said, no, I have not seen that. And he, of course, rolled his eyes like he does sometimes. And like, my dad's an old fuddy-duddy. Dude, your dad is an internet video guy. Give me a break. Okay. So I may be 58 years old, but I don't think like one, right? Matter of fact, I'll tell you this one, too. I was on Facebook today. Yesterday. I was going through my regular feed of stuff, and there's a lot of stuff in your feed, you know what I'm saying? Yeesh. But anyway, I was going through, and somebody had a post of a test you could take to see what your mental age was. Yeah, Fred, right. No, it doesn't go low enough. Yes, you're right. But in my case, I have the brain of a 22-year-old. Yes, I know. It seems like it would be lower, wouldn't it? Well, there I have a serious side. I just don't pull it out of my pocket very often. That was my phone making the odd noise. Everything I have, it seems, these days makes odd noises. They beep and they twiddle and they make sounds and usually at very odd times, like when I'm doing a netcast. Anyway. So, Let It Snow. See, I got distracted again. Let It Snow by Picard. It's odd. And I put it under Geek Culture for the header. So, there you go. I also put the Elvis parody video, the What Does the Comedian Say? That is also under Geek Culture. I'm way into Geek Culture, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, a moment for our sponsor. Our sponsor shaking their heads and scratching the side of their head going, why do we go on his show? I don't know. But I'm glad they do. Our sponsor this week is lynda.com, LYNDA.com. But here's what I want you to do. You need to go to our website, drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Go to that site. Look on the right-hand side of the site, and there's this black square ad thing. And it says online training videos, 7-day free trial, get started, lynda.com. If you click that little button right in the middle of that image, then you'll get a 7-day free trial. You'll be able to view any video training they've got free, totally free, for 7 days. And I'm talking about all of them. They've got thousands. You can learn Photoshop. You can learn, my mind just went blank. But all the, so many things, it makes your mind go blank. Bunches of stuff. Web design. Yes. How to do videos. All kinds of cool stuff. So anyway, you can go to lynda.com. It'll even teach you how to learn to talk, which is good. I need to watch that one. Anyway, so lynda.com, you click through the link. It gives you the 7 days free trial, and then you can sign up after that through the various plans they have available. Awesome. So check them out. Our sponsor, lynda.com. All right. Next item, LastPass. Now, you know me. I don't always remember all my passwords. Now, I do know all the reasons you should have multiple passwords, right? You don't want to use one password for every website because that would be stupid, right? And we're not stupid here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. No, you're not. I can tell. You have good taste. Well, you have questionable taste, but that's okay. Anyway, it doesn't mean you're stupid. So, of course, you use multiple passwords for multiple websites, and you make them long and hard and, where you can't even remember them yourself anyway. So, of course, you don't. You trust software that will keep it protected for you and keep it encrypted and so forth, and that's LastPass, and it's free, and it's been a Geek Software of the Week here on the Dr. Bill Show, and I use it myself all the time. Matter of fact, I'm totally addicted to it. I've got to have it, or I don't even know my own passwords, which is good, because if I don't know them, then the bad guys can't know them, right? Yes. And I sure don't know them. So I just know the one password that gets me into LastPass. And then from there, all of my passwords just fill in automatically. And I don't even know. I'm talking multiple web browsers here. Okay. Even if somebody tied my arm around my back and stuck something in my back and twisted it and made me use Internet Explorer, which of course, they would have to do that to make me use Internet Explorer, but if they did, LastPass would still work. Yes. But when I'm using Chrome, which of course is God's gift to computing for the web, Chrome, when I'm using Chrome, it just fills everything in. I mean, it's amazing. As it would on Internet Explorer or Opera or Firefox or whatever browser you're happening to use. But the thing about LastPass is that in Chrome, which is what I use, they have had to tweak it just a bit, which is requiring you to give it new permissions. You see, Chrome has decided, and this is wise on their part, to alter their security and tighten it in such a way that the LastPass password filler enter requires this additional authority from you. So you have to click the little button that says allow. And once you do that one time, you're good. Okay? So there you go. Oh! Woo! Fred got me on that one. That, of course, was the Geek Software of the Week drum roll, which tells us it is indeed time for the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Jaksta. Now, that's spelled J-A-K-S-T-A, as it says there on the screen. And it's kind of like Gangsta, except it's Jaksta. Right? Yes. Okay, what this is cool stuff. I'm telling you. Now, a lot of these things like this, you can get the free version, and it does, like, mostly what you want, which sucks you into getting the full-blown paid-for version. Well, this one successfully sucked me in, and I went ahead and got the paid-for version. It's that good. I'm telling you. It's awesome. So here's what it does. You're saying, wow, Dr. Bill, what does it do? I mean, does it make you breakfast and wash your dishes? No, it doesn't do that. Wish it did, but it doesn't. No, what it does is it allows you to fire it up in the background, then go into your web browser and play any video, and it captures it and pulls it down to your hard drive where you can save it. But not only does it captures it in the highest level of quality. So if it's an HD video on YouTube, dude, you have an HD video saved to your hard drive. Now, it'll be pretty good sized, but it'll be there. And the other thing I like about it is depending on the video, if you play it, it will actually suck it down to your hard drive faster than you can watch it. So you can watch like what seems like the first minute or so of it, and you've already got it down on your hard drive, so you can just click off and go do something else. How awesome is that? So anyway, it will do YouTube, which is, of course, what most people want, but also 100,000 other plus sites. This hat's really getting hot. Should have turned on the fan. Anyway, the Jaxta Media Recorder downloads videos from YouTube and 100,000 other sites. I said that already. It also downloads music from Spotify, GrooveShark, Pandora, Django. Now, folks, don't use this to do illegal stuff. Wink, wink. Okay? Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Remember, I'm watching to see whether you're naughty or nice. Okay? It'll also auto-convert between popular device and file formats. It's fast! It downloads at 10 times the playback speed, which is what I was saying a while ago earlier in the video. It's easy. You can surf the web and everything you want to or listen to is downloaded. It's fast and easy. Downloading video and music has never been simpler. Just play the music or video in your browser and it automatically downloads and converts to the format you choose. It's just that simple. I know I sound like a huckster, right? Selling it. I'm not trying to sell it. I don't get anything out of it, but I liked it a lot. So I bought the sucker. Right? It's good. It's neat. And it has an amazing, cool interface. Yeah, you know, I've been complaining about the other interfaces of things I've been looking at lately they just suck. You know what I'm saying? This one's cool. Got a nice little green bar that goes across while it's downloading. You can see that it's all done, and it's friendly and happy. It makes me happy. And isn't that what it's all about? Yes. So anyway... The other thing I wanted to show you is an unboxing. The unboxing will be, of course, of something that I got recently in a box. You guessed that, didn't you? Anyway, yes, I got the Raspberry Pi Starter Kit. And it's cool. And it's got a lot of neat stuff in it. So I'll show you that right now. Okay, so here we are with the Raspberry Pi Starter Kit. Look at this, from Element 14. Now, I'm trying to get my camera to where it will see the entire screen, but it's not working very well. So we'll just go with the flow, right? We'll open it up here, and as you see inside, we have a box, which we'll look at in a bit. We have the Element 14 official 8-gig card, and we have the official... multi-comp Raspberry Pi enclosure, which is basically just a plastic box. But hey, you know, it's a plastic box. What are you going to do? This is the actual box within the box that has the official amazingly cool Raspberry Pi. Now, let's pull this out. By the way, this is not the kind of Raspberry Pi that you would eat, obviously. But rather, this is the kind of Raspberry Pi that you would use to build your own amazing computer and stuff. So there it is, a little bitty board. You can see the size of my hand compared to this board, and you can tell how small it actually is. I'll try to keep the shininess down. But it has all kinds of peripherals. It has USB connections. It has an Ethernet connection. It has standard video out. It also has an HDMI. Thank you, Fred, for prompting me. Anyway, HDMI video out and video and audio out, I believe. And it is an awesome little card. And right there is the CPU right there in the middle. Pretty amazing. So, this is what you get in the kit. You snap the card into the case, and you can insert the 8-gig card in there, and it has pre-installed Noobs, N-O-O-B-S, Noobs for the Raspberry Pi. Choice of over 6 operating systems to install contains Raspberry Pi recovery system. And the other box that we saw earlier, this box here, simply has the boring old power supply thing for it. But at least you've got the whole thing right here in one kit. How cool is that? So, soon I will build projects with this, and you'll see them, and they'll be cool, and you'll be going, man, I wish I had one of those. And you can order one. It's not that expensive. It's like, you know, 60-some bucks. Not too bad. So enjoy. It's kind of an early Christmas present. Or no, it was a birthday present. Yes, because my birthday is on November 30th, so it's close to Christmas, so it gets confusing. But there you go. Right. Well, that does it for the show this week. We had our unboxing. Wasn't that cool? I can't wait to do all the cool stuff with it. All the fun things that I'm going to do with that. I'll show you when I... Boy, I've got some cool plans. Anyway, join us again next time. It'll be after Christmas then. I'll have all the toys that we got over Christmas. Plus the ones that I gave away, which are quite a few, actually. Yeah. So join us next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here. But wait, we're not done yet. I forgot to mention a very important news story. It's so important, I was going to highlight it, and I forgot it. I completed the whole show and forgot it. I'm so embarrassed. Anyway, what it is, the Roku app that everyone has been waiting for, wanting, desiring, begging for, is finally out. And that is, of course, YouTube for Roku. Now, there used to be a YouTube for Roku, and I had a thing on the website about a secret code that allowed you to kind of use this YouTube app that was kind of but it was okay. It worked. I mean, you could see YouTube stuff, but it was a little rogue. So it finally, they shut it down to where you couldn't get it anymore. If you still had it, then you could use it. Okay? So I was kind of grandfathered in because I already had it on my Roku. But the new Roku app for YouTube is fully sanctioned, official YouTube sanctioned app. Okay? Now, it only works right now for the Roku 3. Okay? So, you got to have a Roku 3. It's going to be pushed out to the other models a little later, probably in the next week or two, okay, before the first of the year. So, what you got to do is if you got the old Rogue app, go ahead and remove it, and then go to the channel store and look for the new YouTube app. And it's actually very cool because it includes the capability to use the Chromecast app to send it to your Roku YouTube app. How cool is that? So there you go. Late breaking news on the show. Because you deserve it. I was going to wait until next week, and then I said, you know, I'll just throw it in there at the end of the show anyway. So once again, I'll say, until next time. By the way, Merry Christmas. And until next time, the doctor, for sure, is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.